There's better being on Maui, well, at least for the moment. As of now, Maui bees are free from varroa mite infestation, unlike Hawaii Island, Oahu, and Kauai. Agricultural steward Lloyd Fischel would be quick to add, it might happen yet on Maui. Last month, his farm was a co-sponsor of an informational exchange about colony collapse disorder, and he says no beekeeper on Maui should be complacent. Lloyd Fischel joins us this morning. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you, Beth.
Bees are little creatures that, you know, you see them in the garden. We've talked about them many times before on the program. Not seeing enough of them, or really perhaps having enough people understand the key role they play in the food we all eat and the lifestyle that we enjoy.
That's correct. We're really have lack of understanding of bees. For example, we think of a bee as an individual unit, like an individual life, but the fact is a bee can't live without the colony. Just for several hours, if the bees are without a queen, they actually, their behavior changes and they have to then create a new queen or they actually perish. So when we look at bees, we have to think of the entire colony, and the strength of the colony is going to determine the success of the colony in surviving the many impacts that the environment brings.
And that seems to be rather a metaphor for the rest of us.
That is true. It's not only a metaphor, it's the truth. We just have a kind of rugged individualism mindset, which makes us think that we can live alone, but we really can't.
Considering that bees are responsible for pollination that results in about a third of what we need, you would think that maybe people might be a little bit more concerned about it. But some of the big criticisms in Hawaii have been that we haven't been concerned enough about colony collapse and that we didn't do enough in the beginning. Is that really valid, or do we not even have time to be talking about it at this point?
Oh, we have plenty of time, and there's many things that we can do. The future awaits us. If we don't think that way, then we have to think that the human race is just not going to make it.
For us to be able to perpetuate what the bees need to do in Hawaii. Now, clearly, Maui is in a position that the rest of the state isn't, and you've been very, very pointed in saying, look, just because they're not here now doesn't mean they won't get here yet. Do you think that that's going to be a certainty?
The important thing is that we're vigilant, and the conference that we held, Paul Apau of the Maui Queen Bee Company was the direct sponsor of the event a week or two ago. It was about strengthening the bee colonies by involving bees that are good cleaners, that they can really clean out those varroa mites from the hives. And by developing more and more of those kind of bees, we have a chance to win over the varroa mite. The problem with the pesticides, which stands to weaken the systems of the colonies, that's another problem. And all of us humans have to be very concerned about chemicals and pesticides if we hope to survive.
Talk to me about the bees that can clean out the varroa mite, because we don't really talk a lot or hear a lot about the fact that this can be something that happens with the bees themselves.
It's really, really amazing. I recently found out that honey is a medicine. Our society generally thinks of honey as a sweetener, and therefore bees are expendable because we have other kinds of sweeteners. But the fact is, honey is a medicine, and the function performed by bees in the field is very important, as you mentioned, for a third of our food in the contemporary world. Bees clean their hives, and that's why we can eat the honey that we eat raw. They clean the hives very well. They're very good cleaners. And some bees are better cleaners than others and actually clean out those little tiny mites that destroy the larva. It was those bees that Paul Apau of Maui Queen Bee Company has been interested in raising in order to export queen bees that have that capability of producing worker bees that actually clean the hives very well. And this is just the beginning of a long process, and it's very, very promising.
Hawaii is one of the queen bee capitals of the world, isn't it, still?
Yes, it is. More queen bees are exported from Hawaii than anywhere else in the world. At one time, at the turn of the 20th century, Hawaii was the largest producer of honey in the world. And we have every opportunity to visit that, redevelop that in our state, and that's what we intend to do.
You seem to be a lot more optimistic about this than many of the voices that we've heard. But that's not something, again, that you want to have a great deal of complacency about, but just simply it's going to take some hard work to get there. What is it that you especially want other people who don't deal with bees every single day the way you do? What is it that you want the rest of us to know?
I think we have to recognize that the world is becoming increasingly dangerous because we're not involved, and we have to become involved. As a co-founder of the Farmers Union, I'd made it a personal determination to learn about these things, and that's how I learned about bees and determined that other people need to learn about bees too, many, many people, as many as possible, and in so doing, we'll improve our society, I believe.
You're really asking people to make some very distinct choices in what they do behaviorally and certainly where they spend their money.
We must do that.
And specifically looking at labels and being concerned about what you're going to choose to purchase and what you're not is, you know, all the way up the line, not just perhaps do you get the best food value for your own body, but what you're doing to produce a society that produces better food value.
That's correct. If we continue to eat honey that's been refined and processed with heat, it has no enzymes, it's only a sweetener, we lose as a society. If we get honey that's raw, if we demand it, it can be produced right in our own backyard, meaning in any society, any area where the temperature is medium for bees, we can have raw honey and in that way strengthen our health as well.
Lloyd, when you and I talk to each other, let's say a year from now, what is it that you would like to see happen in this next year that would mean the health of bees?
I'd like to see the involvement of more people in the research that we're doing here in Maui to strengthen the queen bees, as well as to understand the effects of the poisons on the bees. That'll be a big step that the rest of the world can learn from.
Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Beth.
Lloyd Fischel is Lanikai's Farms owner. He's also the co-sponsor of last month's dialogue among experts from the U.S. and Japan about bee colony collapse disorder. He and the farm also received the Heroes of Agriculture 2010 Award from the state of Hawaii for excellence in educating society about sustainable and biologic farming, growing fish and vegetables. The link to Lanikai Farms is on our website, hpr2.org.